Our obsession with having a year-round healthy glow is anything but healthy, especially for young women. But don't blame it all on the sun. Dermatologists are targeting indoor agents of tanning, namely tanning beds.
The problem with tanning beds is that your entire body gets tanned. It gets tanned very quickly. It's much more intense than outside. It's cool, so you don't have the disincentive of getting hot. And it's easy, and it's quick.
And despite industry claims that these beds are safe, doctors disagree.
We are seeing an epidemic of melanoma in people in their 20s. They are showing up in places that could only be affected by a tanning bed, buttocks, areas that just typically wouldn't see sun on a regular basis. But there's no question that young people, especially young women in their late teens and 20s, are having many more melanomas.
Melanoma is the most deadly of skin cancers, according to the American Cancer Society, which says over 60,000 new cases will be diagnosed this year. It's numbers like these that have prompted the American Academy of Dermatology to come out with a new campaign against indoor tanning called Indoor Tanning is Out.
1 in 5 Americans develop skin cancer.
One person dies from melanoma about every hour.
I don't want to be one of them.
I don't want to be one of them.
One of the things that tanning beds does is that people never have a rest from UV radiation. It's just like not having a rest from X-rays or cigarette smoke or any other known carcinogen. Your body doesn't have time to recover from it.
Many doctors advise patients to avoid the dangers of tanning beds by spraying on or rubbing on products that produce that healthy glow. Whatever you can do to avoid roasting it on. Judy Fortin, CNN, Atlanta.